not bad at all. I know the Tigers would take one of those hitters on their team.
I would take a half of that hitter, and that's what you have Cabrera with all of his injuries. In regards to this season's offensive and defensive averages, Harbor Beach has seen its cannon power plummet all the way down to 12.1 points. Marlette is scoring an average 24.2 a game, so it's plus 12.1 for the Red Raiders. Defensively, things are in a dead heat. Marlette allows 27.57 points a game. Harbor Beach, 27.71. So a plus 0.14, 14 hundredths of a point advantage for Marlette. Las Vegas has struggled with the line for tonight's game. It has gone anywhere from Marlette by 12 to Harbor Beach by 4. However, our colleagues at the Ohio State University Sports Wagering Department say that after factoring in all possibilities, stats, injuries, weather, and location, the spread for tonight's game sits at Marlette 6.5 points. Marlette was founded in 1854 by settlers from Ontario, Canada, which now makes sense of their red and white colors. The name was derived from a finding on a log shanty with the family name of Marlatt, M-A-R-L-A-T-T, inscribed on it. The Marlatt family came from Canada to build a mill in the area but were not successful and returned to the land of Molson. One notable person hails from Marlette. His name is Tom Wargo. Which, Dave, this brings me to this week's trivia question. What did Tom Wargo do in life? What's he known for?
This can't be a trick question, and you tried to sneak one in on me here, I think, but Tom Wargo is obviously a PGA golfer, professional tour player.
Very correct. That is very correct, I should say. I believe he's 73 years old right now. He snagged 10 career wins and is most noted for winning the 1993 PGA Seniors Champion. Born in Marlette, graduate of Mayville High School. Bonus question, Dave. Who won the PGA Seniors Championship in 1990, 1991, and 1992, the 3 years prior?
I need a hint here. Is it all the same person?
No. Nope.
Three different ones.
Three different people.
Oh, typical. Well, it would be pretty safe to say Jack Nicklaus got one of those three.
That is correct, 1991.
Okay. I would guess I would go with Arnold Palmer in another one.
That's incorrect.
No?
It's now time to listen in to the Marching Pirates with our national anthem. Marching Pirates looks like about 45 strong down there on a cold and blustery night, and I feel bad for the brass instruments tonight. Well, Dave, back to our trivia question here. Gary Player won in 1990, who, of course, has 9 majors in his life, Jack Nicklaus in 91, and then Lee Trevino in 1992. Trivia question, bonus to the bonus. How tall is Jack Nicklaus? Yes. I'm trying to give you some credit here, Dave.
I see that here. I got the first one right. I didn't need any more hints. We could have saved these for the
following. Well, he's 5'11". How tall are you?
5'9", probably.
Okay,
so.
All right, so not quite.
All right.
And this weather has me in another mood. When was the wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald?
I have a teacher that would be upset with me for not knowing this. I would say it was about 50 years ago.
40 years ago.
Okay. All right.
November 10th, 1975. 40-year anniversary coming up next month.
I apparently did not watch that video enough in school.
Dave Hansen, what are your three keys to today's game?
Let's start with Harbor Beach. Harbor Beach needs to take away Marlette's run game and force them to air it out. Another one for Marlette. Marlette needs to control the pace of this game. They do not want Harbor Beach at home to take control of this game early. And last but not least, Harbor Beach needs to stop turning the ball over, especially the interceptions. They need to go away tonight to make this game competitive.
Harbor Beach won the toss, and he's elected to defer to the second half. So they'll be kicking off right to left across your radio in their black uniforms, black pants with traditional white helmets. The kick from Wyatt House comes in at the 13-yard line, brought in by Marlette with ease. He has a hole right through there. He's out to the 30-yard line, to the 35, and finally stopped to the 41-yard line. Brought down by number 11, Travis Hansen. Number 23, Ethan Stover, was your returner for the Red Raiders, and they start their drive with good field position at the 41-yard line.
Actually, Clark, Brett Knox was your kick returner there for the Raiders, and it didn't take long for Travis Hansen to get in the books tonight.
With relation, of course.
Oh, yes.
First and 10, left right across your radio, white jerseys, red and white striped pants with red uniform or red helmets with white face masks. Coming out, two receivers each way, shotgun formation, man to his left. It's a handoff now to Ethan Stover. He gets out to about the 45-yard line for a 4-yard gain, brought down by Jason Gaffke, defensive end for Harbor Beach.
Yeah, Gaffke's listed at 6'5", 195 pounds senior, been on this defensive line, feels like for years, Clark. I think his contract, though, is up at the end of the year. I'm sure if Coach Shelke could, he would probably look to re-sign him, but unfortunately, they're going to lose him to graduation.
Second down, 6 yards to go, same formation, in between the hash marks at their own 45-yard line. It's another handoff and another handoff to Ethan Stover, and he is stuffed at the original line of scrimmage for no gain. Number 34, Tyler Vollmering, in on that stop, as well as number 76, Adam Swartz. Brings up, they're going to give him a yard, sets up a third down, 5, maybe 4 to go.
Yeah, linebacker Tyler Vollmering, first one there to stand up the runner. Nice job so far by the Harbor Beach defense, forcing third down early in this game, 3rd and 4. No change in formation. Shotgun, 2 receivers each way.
3rd and 4 to go, rolling to his left to pass, and this one is overthrown. Pass was intended for number 20, and Brett Knox. Ball's incomplete, and Marlette is facing their first 4th down of the night.
Well, it didn't take long. Brandon Puff in coverage there, and just like a shadow, Clark was all over him. Nowhere to go. The quarterback smartly throws the ball out of bounds, throws it away. Probably going to see the punt team here, Clark. So a win so far for Harbor Beach, forcing 4th down early in this game.
But it looks like they're going to be going for it, at least kicking out of the shotgun formation. Two wide each way on a 4th and 4 from their own 46-yard line. There's the snap. He's going to be quarterback keeper. He dives forward, and he gets no further than the 46-yard line when they need to get to the midfield at the 50. Jason Gaffke with the stop, and we have a turnover of downs already with a 10:36 remaining in the first quarter. Still scoreless. Harbor Beach offense on the board,
yeah,
on the field.
Yeah, and I thought I saw 61. Evan Oswald, the leader, the defensive tackle on that play in the backfield as well. He's another senior, 6'3", 225. Number 8, the ball carrier for Marlette, they swapped him out at quarterback. That was McKinney, and he went nowhere, Clark. And good job by a Harbor Beach defense. They get the ball back in their own territory to start this drive. Brady Kirsch and company looking to put the home team up here early in this game.
Pirates moving right to left across the radio. They stand at the Marlette 46-yard line. T formation, 3 men in the backfield, and we have whistles on the snap, and it's going to be disco night early, as it's going to be a false start against Harbor Beach. 5-yard penalty, push them back, way back into their own territory to their 49-yard line.
Yeah, it looks like that official had a little trouble getting that flag out of all those layers he's wearing out there, Clark.
The whistle blew, the play was called dead. He made eye contact with the scorekeeper, then he decided to throw his flag. Harbor Beach coming out in the spread formation. This looks more familiar for us. 2 wide each way. Kirsch is in the shotgun, has a man to his right. That is Puff. He tries to go for the keeper, and he's brought down in the backfield for a loss of a yard, maybe 2. Back to the 47-yard line, brought down by Corbin Chisholm. And it's going to be a loss of a 2-yard play and brings up a 2nd down and a ways to go.
Yeah, Chisholm does a nice job not buying the fake the read option to Brandon Puff. Normally, he's your number one target. You don't see Kirsch carrying the ball all that much. Heartbeats thought they could fool him.